can hear me. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, so welcome to Rhyme or Reason. And really quick, before we get into everything as usual, I'm gonna play a quick PSA. So, yeah.
Hey UMD students, worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy Terp.
Once again, welcome to, sorry, y'all. This place is very unorganized. Okay. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, once again. And welcome to Rhyme or Reason with me, Michael. And yeah. Got kind of a very, how do you say, messy, unorganized episode today. So that kind of fits with the unorganized studio that I have walked into. Yeah. And by messy and unorganized, I mean that, well, I didn't exactly get our poems for the day. We've got a little bit planned out and a little bit not. So I think it's going to be one of those days where there just isn't rhyme or reason, but, at least for a little bit, we will be good. We will. Okay. Let me start over. For those who are not familiar or those who are familiar, I'm going to say it either way and you can't stop me. The way this works is I'm going to read a poem. And then I'm going to play a few songs that go along with it. Whether that's based on vibes, lyrics, thematically. Either way, there is rhyme or reason to the songs that I pick. Yes. So that's how we normally do things. Today, we are looking at a little bit of a lack of rhyme or reason. And by that, I mean I have one poem. I have one poem, and I'll do my best to find more while the one poem's going. But we may or may not have to do another half of no rhyme or reason, and that's okay. Hey, that's okay. It's a busy time for us all, and it's a busy time for me, and I'm in tech week for my play, shout out. It is going to be on Saturday at the Clarice, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's just an event that is open to public. If the public would feel so compelled. And yeah, it's free. There's no tickets. Just if the public would feel so compelled, that is an option. It's an event that is happening. Yeah, so I'm in tech week for my play. I just haven't had all the time in the world to dedicate to planning, unfortunately, as much as I love to have a fully, like, cohesive and planned out episode for you all. But yeah, why don't I just go ahead and get into our first and at the moment, only poem of the day and see if we can't get a little bit more as well, while we go. But for now, let's get into the poem Arcs by Magda Portal. I will say this says that it was translated by Kathleen Weaver. I don't know what it was translated from. So I don't know what the original language was. I just have the English translation. And not that I'd read the original anyway, because I'm not bilingual like that. But I like to know. I like to share. But yeah, if anyone, maybe that's, if you're interested, I'm sure it could be pretty easily found, the original language. But this is Arcs by Magda Portal. Today, everything in this smoky love seems false to me. From the two glazed pools of your eyes where my pupils are immobilized, to the thrilled reality of your infinite hands, anguish is the only true thing tonight, palpable in cold hands, in the sob that falls through me, in this desire to ask forgiveness. Ambiguous emeralds of my laughter, lavish decoration of this foam-laced sadness, like two green eyes that have looked and looked at the sea and feel nostalgic, yearning to sleep in its arms. Bless you, hour, because you affirm my suffering. I know this love is unreal. Yeah, so that is Arcs by Magda Portal, translated by Kathleen Weaver. And I've just got a few songs for her. We're going to start with a song by Chloe Moriando from her latest album, Oyster. She's currently on tour for this album, and I want to go so bad. She's coming to the Atlantis, and I just... God, I really want to go. I've seen Chloe Moriando open for... She opened for... Who did she open for? MXM Tune. And I want to say 2022. Maybe 2023. And it was so... And it was just like so like... I loved... Like, I actually don't like to tell this story. So... But not because it's a bad... I mean, I just feel like people are going to be like, no, you're lying. But nobody can do that to me because I'm alone in a studio in a room right now with nobody else here. So, you know what? Yeah. So, basically, I found Chloe Moriando from the Heartstopper soundtrack, A. And I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to her. And I listened to her album Blood Bunny, which is a classic. Love that album. At the time, it was her latest album. And I was like, okay, I need to see this live. Like, oh my God, like this would be so fun. And I was going to MXM Tune the next day, but it was very last minute. I got in my ticket last minute from a friend who just couldn't go anymore. So I didn't know who was opening. And I was like, the next morning, I was like, okay, I wonder who's opening for this concert that I'm going to tonight. Or maybe it was the day after, but concert that I'm going to very soon. And it was literally Chloe Moriando. And I was like, hello? Fate and destiny is so crazy and real, and the universe works in mysterious ways, and I don't even know, like, wow, that's just so crazy. Like, I was just sitting there like mind blown. Yeah, wait, why was I talking? Oh, we're playing a Chloe Moriando song. I have wanted to see Chloe Moriando headline a tour so bad ever since then, and her tour, her next tour after that was the Sucker Punch tour, which I couldn't make it to, but she is currently on tour for her new album, Oyster, and I really want to go, so I'm going to do everything in my power to go, and you guys will never know, because it's after I will be done this show for this semester, and probably by the time I make it back for next semester, I will have forgotten to update. So, let's all hope that I get to go and just have a good time. And maybe we can all operate under that assumption and operate that I'm, and assume that I'm going to be having a wonderful time, because that's how we manifest things. Anyway, this has gotten very tangential and it does not need to be. We're looking at the poem Arcs by Magda Portal, translated by Kathleen Weaver. And here is Pond by Chloe. Oh my gosh, technical difficulties. 1 second, like literally 1 second, like maybe 10 seconds, and then I'll be good. We're almost there, you guys. I don't know what's happening. Oh no. Okay. Okay. Whew. Okay. Arcs by Magda Portal. Translated by Kathleen Weaver. Here is Pond by Chloe Moriondo. I hope y'all enjoy, because this was kind of the song that guided me through the finding this poem and the other songs on this little set that I prepared. So, Pond by Chloe Moriondo.
She's sure it was nothing, but you never used to bring somebody else along. It used to be our thing, going to a movie, then we wander home. All these little landmines, all these little things that one can read two ways. Like when you take every call outside, seems that I've forgotten how to read your face. But I know you too well to get it wrong. If you have to hurt me once. If you have to end it, get it done. You have all these choices, I have none. You're all that I have to lose. Couldn't hurt you if I wanted to. I've decided on you. If you keep it going, then one by one the memories will start to blur. You'll ruin the good ones, but I guess my photo album's none of your concern. Don't humor me with kindness. There's nothing kind about 100 small betrayals. If you love me at all, you'll kill it now. If you have to hurt me, hurt me once. If you have to end it, get it done. You have all these choices, I have none. You're all that I have to lose. Couldn't hurt you if I wanted to. I've decided on you. I've decided on you. And if I'm disappointed, it's 'cause you're not the person I knew. I'm sure I'll forgive you, and soon. I'm ashamed, but I'm proud of it too. I decided on you.
I know that I fucked up when I told you I'm afraid of heights. It made you wanna test my courage. You made me climb a cliff at night. You wanted me to jump and I declined. You called me a coward, I replied. I don't wanna live forever, but I don't wanna die tonight.
When the black water ate you up like a sugar cube in a teacup, I got the point you were making when I held my breath till you came up.
There's been a run of fires downtown on half-built construction sites. I know you never liked a townhouse. I've seen you climb a crane at night. If they ever catch you at it, I know you'd want me
to be proud that you took a rich man's dream and brought it with you on your way down. 'Cause one man's dream is another man's death. I remember when you told me that, didn't know what to say, so I just left. But now I know it's not funny. I never rode a motorcycle, I never smoked a cigarette. I wanna live a vibrant life, but I wanna die a boring death. I know I was a disappointment, know you wanted me to take a risk. Not everybody gets the chance to live a life that isn't dangerous. You called me a crybaby, but you're the one who got teary, telling me what you believe. I was stuck in entropy. How it hurts to hope. Oh, it hurts to hope for more. Oh, it hurts to hope the future will be better than before.
All right. You're listening to WMUC, and that was Afraid of Heights by Boy Genius. Right before that, we had Hurt Me Once by Ben Platt, Post by Biba Doobie, and Pond by Chloe Moriondo. We're looking at the poem Arcs by Magda Portal, translated by Kathleen Weaver from I Don't Know What Language. Eek. But yeah, so just kind of looking at songs that, I mean, it's a breakup poem, like a relationship that's not going well. So that was kind of the vibe of that poem. I did say that I didn't have any other poems really picked out or planned out, but I lied. Well, I didn't lie. At the time, it wasn't a lie, but while we've been going, I found another poem. I found some songs. I'm very excited to get into that and to not have to just play completely random things. So that's always fun. We're going to go ahead and do our next poem, which is called Seaside by Andrea or Andrea, not sure, don't know the person, Cohen. So yeah, it is a very, I've had this poem like kind of picked out for a while and like on the back burner, but I didn't actually have a playlist for it, so I've just kind of been working on that while that last poem was going. But I feel like, you know, I've had it on the brain because I've had this poem in mind before, so it wasn't too crazy, too difficult, and I really think I've gotten a good little playlist going for y'all. So anyway, we've got Boys Go to Jupiter up to start us off, and then I've got some Conan Gray coming up and some more for y'all, but let's just go ahead and start with Last Time by Boys Go to Jupiter.
Gone. Yeah. every other week when you please. Oh, I could be anything you need, as long as you don't leave the carpet always.
Same old story, you've heard 100 times, you know the punchlines. An allegory for what you couldn't find to help you unwind. A little lifted, little too high. Maybe love is a way to kill time. Same old story you told me yesterday, it ends the same way.
purgatory and nothing new to say. Are you still okay? A little lonely, a little wasted. You think you know me, and I wish you did. Same old story about a haunted house we had to burn down. Did I get boring, or did I wear you out? It's a nice couch. The roof starts leaking, mouth gets too dry. I know you're leaving, and I don't care why. Just be careful what you wish for.
Listening to WMUC, and I was not prepared to tap in just now because there's 10 seconds left of the song and it's just silence, and I didn't realize that. So anyway, you didn't need to know that. You're listening to WMUC, and that song that had 10 seconds of silence at the end was Same Old Story by Phineas. Right before that, we had Sunday by the Cranberries, The Cut That Always Bleeds by Conan Gray, and Last Time by Boys Go to Jupiter. Once again, we were kind of looking at the poem we were looking at the poem Seaside by Andrea Cohen, not Conan. I've got Conan Gray on the brain. Seaside by Andrea Cohen. I almost said it again. And we're looking at a relationship that so much energy is invested into, and it just doesn't work out. Unfortunately. Beyond that, I don't have another poem for today. So I'm kind of thinking that I just play some music I've been listening to. And this is where we kind of lose the rhyme or reason. There's no more rhyme or reason for the rest of the episode. And we're just gonna kind of chill and vibe. So, yeah. Why don't we... I kind of wanted to play another Chloe Moriando song. And I might, but I think I'm gonna start with something by the Marías. Because I'm doing an Instagram takeover today for my theater company, Maryland Ghostlight, at MD Ghostlight, on Instagram, and I was asked what my favorite study song was, and I don't have one, but I did say, like, anything specific, but I did say, that the Marias are good. So I want to play, I'm going to play Back to Me by the Marias. It's their latest song. And then, yeah, we'll just kind of get a little cue going of what I've been listening to recently. But we'll just start with that and see where the next 17 minutes take us. So, yeah, this is going to be Back to Me by the Marias. Once the computer wants to actually function. Here we go.
Promise some change. Back from the dark. But if I would see you, I'd fall apart. Is she all that you want? Is she all that you need? I'd be there in a hurry. Baby, come back.
Sold my soul. decisive, and nobody is around, nobody offers any love, so I slipped into that pretty blackness, sold my songs back then, it made sense, but I knew I was so in for it, I was sleeping, I was snoring.
Oh,
All right. You're listening to WMUC, Rhyme or Reason, with no rhyme or reason anymore. And yeah, I've just got one more song for you all today. That was just Landslide by the Chicks, which I personally think is like the better version. I'm so sorry to Fleetwood Mac. Like, obviously it's a classic song, but you know, I just really like that version of the song. I can't help it. But yeah, I've just got one more song for you all. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And this is going to be Silver Lining by Leve. So yeah, that's it. Goodbye, y'all.
I've been falling in bad habits, staring into the abyss, drowning in red wine and sniffing cinnamon. We've been kissing on the playground, acting like little kids, making dirty jokes and getting calm.